Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the MobAvenue AI Tech Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Adfactors PR. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as the date on this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performances and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ishank Joshi, CEO and Managing Director of MobAvenue AI Tech Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone, and I hope everyone is doing well. I am joined by my CFO, Tejas Rathod, and our IR team at Adfactors. Before I start, today I will speak not just about the quarter but about what this quarter represents in our journey. I will focus on three important things with all of you. First, the industry shift, who we are as a company. The second, what we delivered operationally in Q3 and why those outcomes matter. And third is how this performance fits in FY26 and how our long-term compounding and business strategy looks like. So let me start with maybe the first one, which is largely macro context. If we step back and observe what is happening globally across digital advertising and the AI ecosystem, we are witnessing more than a cyclical growth. We are witnessing a structural transformation today. To set a context, advertisers and brands no longer care about impressions or reach alone or any surface-level metrics. And brands and businesses today demand predictability, digital growth, accountability, and measurable business impact. And it is increasingly about outcomes engineered through technology. And this structural transformation and shift directly supports our outcome-driven platforms powered by AI. At MobAvenue, our core DNA is that we are a consumer growth platform company powered by AI and not a media intermediary. We have built multiple platforms, solutions that convert advertising spends across all the customer lifecycle into consumer actions across in-app mobile, video streaming platforms, CTV, and other connected screens, resulting in measurable and real outcomes for brands. Our philosophy is very simple. We grow only when our client grows, and that alignment defines how we build product, price performance, and scale globally. I want to talk a little bit about our technology foundation today with all of you. So at the core of MobAvenue's multi-platform stack sits an AI-powered decision layer integrated with our centralized machine learning workbench and a cloud-native auto-scaling infrastructure, which is designed to scale and process signals in real time with sub-millisecond intelligence. Our systems operate at approximately 12 to 15 milliseconds in response time, significantly faster than traditional industry benchmarks of 50+ milliseconds, which is very commendable. We process more than 100 crore data signals daily to identify high-intent consumer patterns for brands and businesses, and this volume continues to grow as we expand our client base and our expansion in the global markets. Our deep neural network and models are now trained on over 50 terabytes of large-scale behavior and contextual data sets in nearly 1 hour. This is compared to 10 to 12 hours previously, which is required by our platform, enabling us more faster learning cycles and continuous optimization across all platforms. Now, since our multi-platform ecosystem operates on a single scalable cloud-native infrastructure and a scalable architecture, it drives greater cost efficiency for us while enhancing overall platform performance and reliability, and makes us asset-light to scale globally. Now, all of this is not linear scaling. We are building a real consumer intelligence engine that compounds over time, designed to scale exponentially in a more asset-light manner, global ecosystem, while delivering measurable outcomes and accelerating digital growth for brands and businesses worldwide. Let's come to my second section regarding our core operational strengths in Q3 and more about product insights. I'm happy to announce in Q3, we delivered revenue of INR 55.12 crores. Our EBITDA is 12.25 lakhs, giving an EBITDA margins of 22.2%. Our PAT stands at INR 761 lakhs, a PAT margin of 13.8%. These are consolidated numbers, and they reflect both scale and improved unit economics. In the last conference call, we also talked about setting up our AI center of excellence, and I want to share some continued enhancement on what we are doing there. Our core predictive bidding and consumer intelligence engines for more relevance and efficiency has been increased. We have continued to strengthen our campaign optimization framework through more deeper automation, which is now AI-driven, and are progressively transitioning towards agentic AI journeys. We have expanded PrismX, which is our video DSP platform solutions, across high-value connected TV, video streaming, OTT platforms, and other premium video inventory. We continue to improve conversion quality and monetization efficiency across all verticals and our multi-platforms. One of the key metrics for our business is the linked outcomes, is revenue per outcome, which moved from 45.89 rupees to 47.45 rupees. It is largely driven by three major factors, which we see. This expansion was primarily driven by better yield from our AI-powered optimization and consumer intelligence engine, which resulted for us better pricing, efficiency, and higher intent for our brands. In parallel, we also observed a favorable shift in our revenue mix towards premium and high-impact video formats, particularly connected TV and video streaming ads. Lastly, the continued expansion of our global customer base, where realizations are comparatively stronger and further supported blended yield improvement. The growth in revenue per outcome and number of outcomes reflects stronger monetization efficiency rather than volume-led growth. This reinforces our increasing operating leverage and creates a sustainable foundation for a long-term margin expansion. To simply put, we are earning more for each outcome we deliver, and what is sustainable delivers for long-term margins. I just want to highlight that Q2 numbers were only for Mobavenue Media Private Limited, while Q3 is more consolidated basis. We believe the simplest way to model our line and our multi-platform business is our platform revenue is equal to number of outcomes multiplied by revenue per outcome. You can definitely refer our quarterly presentations, which we have uploaded on the exchanges. When both these levers improve, the revenue growth compounds, and you capture that effect directly in your model. And Q3 numbers are an example of that dynamic ecosystem. In the previous quarter, as said, about 90% of the revenue was outcome-linked, and I'm happy to say that today this is about 92% of our Q3, while we continue to move forward and prioritize our platform-driven business. This reflects steady migration toward platform-driven business and revenue and higher quality monetization mix. These are just not growth numbers for us. Together, they demonstrate operating leverage. They reflect a business where scale and margin can coexist. And during this quarter, I'm glad to announce we are also recognized as AdTech Solution of the Year at the Finex Award 2025, validating our platform scalability and market positioning. I want to share some highlights about our global expansion strategy. Our global expansion continues to strengthen geographical diversification, with international markets contributing today 10.5% of 9 months FY26 revenue. This reflects a deliberate strategy built on capabilities rather than just a geography. Our approach here remains capability-led versus not geography-led. We scale where our platform strengthens and our intelligence creates measurable outcomes. Mob Avenue as a company is a technology platform built in India for global markets. And we are today leveraging structural cost efficiency across engineering, platform development, global account management, and our AI center of excellence to be an asset-light expansion. The global market expansion provides us access to larger enterprise revenue pools, enabling a stronger monetization for us and improved blended realizations. This model allows operating leverage to compound, cost-efficient innovation in India combined with high-value global revenue streams. Our current international growth has been driven by direct enterprise expansion, cross-selling with selected existing accounts, and deeper engagement with agency partners and selected resellers. These developments are aligned with a long-term strategy roadmap, which we have defined under Mob Avenue as Strategy 2030. Looking ahead, we expect a sequential growth into Q4, supported by the continued execution of key strategic priorities. We will continue scaling the global operations for our outcome-led platform model. We will focus on deeper AI-driven automation and reinforcement learning, which drives better optimization across all verticals, campaigns, and geographies. Our expansion across high-growth formats, including CTV, video streaming, and commerce media, remains one of the key focus for us in the upcoming quarter and the next year. Evolution of adjacent platform and business opportunities across supply side monetization and marketing tech is something that we always consider to increase and drive our business unit. Our margins are expected to remain stable. The potential for modest expansion in long run as operating revenue margins leverage and the revenue mix continues to strengthen. I want to share some medium-term direction with everyone. We are building a compounding multi-technology platform in advertising, marketing, and monetization powered by AI. And it is not a short-term hyper-growth strategy. Our foundation is resilient and stronger today. Our teams have grown through disciplined execution, technology ownership, and sustainable profitability. This approach has deeply shaped our culture and our DNA. We are agile, we are accountable, and we are capital efficient. And this is enabling us to scale through market cycles while maintaining structural strength and long-term value creation. Our long-term operating philosophy is anchored on what we call the 50-plus compounding strategy, which focuses on targeting over 30% sustained revenue growth annually alongside a structured EBITDA margin profile of around 20% and above. This reflects our confidence in building a scalable AI-powered global platform where technology, AI, growth, profitability continue to reinforce each other. As more operating leverage strengthens and our global mix deepens, we believe this framework positions us to deliver long-term value creations. Now, these benchmarks are more directional in nature, and we shall evolve dynamically with investment cycles as we continue to prioritize scale, strategic expansion of our platform business. I would like to take a pause now, and now shall invite our CFO Tejas Rathore to walk you through financial performance and operating drivers.
Thank you, Ishan, and good afternoon, everyone. I will walk you through financial performance, the year-on-year bridge, and the drivers behind the numbers. Q3 consolidated financials stood around revenue of 55 crore 12 lakhs, EBITDA of 12 crore 25 lakhs, and EBITDA margin of 22.2%, PAT of 7 crore 61 lakhs, PAT margin of 13.8%. When we look at it, this from total FY26 context, which is 9 months, revenue stood around 155 crore 85 lakhs, EBITDA of 32.2 lakhs, EBITDA margin of 20.5%, PAT of INR 20 crore 91 lakhs, and PAT margin of 13.4%. These numbers reflect steady margin expansion as scale increased through the year. Revenue growth bridge. We concluded Q3 of FY2026 with consolidated revenue of 55 crore 12 lakhs compared to INR of 32 crore 97 lakhs in Q3 of 2025 FY, reflecting a strong year-on-year growth of 67.2%. This performance was driven by robust direct advertiser demand across key sectors, including quick commerce, BFSI, fintech, travel, retail, and consumer goods. Growth was further supported by effective cross-selling and upselling of our multi-platform capabilities within our existing customer base, increasing wallet share in each advertiser, verticals, and deepening our client relationships. We also continue to see strong momentum in connected TV and video streaming formats, benefiting from the structural growing shift towards digital video consumption. In addition, higher penetration of agency-driven spends and reseller platform partnerships contributed meaningfully to our overall revenue expansion. Importantly, this growth was delivered despite a pause in the real money giving segment in India during this quarter, underscoring the strength and diversification of our broader revenue base. With this, supply cost and data cost increased broadly in line with our revenue growth, reflecting both higher business volumes and incremental investment in AIML model training, as well as platform infrastructure. We also increased our allocation towards premium inventory, which contributed to a rise in data supply cost line items. However, improved revenue per outcome as per Ishan and stronger conversion yields more than offset these increases and resulting in expansion in gross margins. Our continued investment in tech and R&D capabilities are progressively being absorbed through growing scale efficiencies. At the same time, employee benefits and operating expenses remain largely flat year on year, reflecting disciplined cost management and operational efficiency. I would like to re-highlight Q3 of FY2025 EBITDA was 5 crore 75 lakhs, while Q3 of FY2026 EBITDA increased to an INR of 12 crore 25 lakhs, more than doubling year-on-year, approximately 113% growth. PAT increased from 3 crore 67 lakhs to 7 crore 61 lakhs, approximately 107% growth. Now, the capital allocation from our end, which is approved capital raise, is intended to strengthen our long-term growth foundation. The primary focus of deployment will be towards expanding our AI stack, accelerating product innovation, and selectively pursuing strategic expansion opportunities, which aligns with our long-term capability building roadmap. In parallel, we have undertaken key corporate activities, including enhancement to our ESOP policy to attract and retain top technology talent, as well as the proposed transition of our registered office to Mumbai, subject to necessary approval. So we did two corporate activities. One is ESOP, and second is registered office shifting from to Mumbai. As always, capital allocation will remain disciplined, strategic, and firmly aligned with sustainable value creation and long-term return objectives. For closing remarks?
So I think now we are quite open for questions.
Yeah, open for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nitesh Agarwal from Star Agri Warehousing and Collateral Management Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, MobAvenue team. Congratulations on the wonderful set of numbers. I've got a couple of questions for the management. We want to understand what were the key drivers of your revenue growth in the latest quarter?
Great question. Yeah, Nitesh, please go ahead.
Yeah, may I ask the second question now or after you answer it?
Yeah. Please go ahead.
And secondly, there's a concern which I wanted you to address specifically, like how resilient is your business model given that the sector-specific slowdown risk, such as, you know, real money gaming, AI-related bubble, whatever is, you know, in talks.
Got it. Great question, Nitesh. Let me address the first question from your end, which was, what are the key drivers of revenue growth in Q3? Am I right? That's the first question that you asked?
Yes. Yeah. Let me just
reflect on Q3, what stands out, not just the growth, but quality of growth for us. So revenue grew almost 67% year-on-year, which is 55.12 lakhs crores. But more importantly, the growth came from multiple directions. We strongly see that our digital native segment, which is quick commerce, BFSI, fintech, travel, and consumer categories, are growing faster. But at the same time, you know, we expanded towards traditional enterprises, which are now allocating their portion of budgets towards measurable digital outcomes. And these are traditional categories such as retail, such as FMCG, such as healthcare, such as pharma. Secondly, on the format side, our premium inventory such as connected TV and video streaming platforms and OTT platforms continue to gain momentum for Q3. And these formats are not just incremental revenue streams for us, but they are also better quality monetization streams for us. And finally, our unit economics strengthened because of revenue per outcome improved from 45.89 in Q2 to 47.53 in Q3. Now, these are the all combination and, you know, diversification in demand, our premium mix in the inventory ecosystem, and better monetization which defined the growth in this Q3. Now, I want to address your second question, which you asked about, you know, sector specific, such as real money gaming or, you know, what's happening in the AI bubble ecosystem. So obviously it was quite unfortunate to see in India that real money gaming was, you know, kind of banned. But if you look at numbers, you know, our platform is now well diversified. For the first 9 months in this year, this segment, especially RMG, contributed 6.2% of our total revenue. In Q3 specifically, this contribution is turned down almost roughly, which is negative of 1.4%, while rest of the business has delivered more than 100% quarterly revenue growth. And as I stated, the growth is coming from digital native categories, which is quick commerce, BFSI, fintech, travel, retail, consumer-led categories specifically. And these categories are ensuring that we are driving growth. But also the formats that we have launched, which is CTV and video streaming, which I explained in my previous conversation. So the quarter reinforces that our growth engine is very broad-based today as we speak, and it is not dependent on a very single sector, which we should, really look into it. Does that answer your question?
Okay. No, I got it. In fact, we can see an upside, surprising upside if something happens in real money gaming, if they change their business model.
Right, certainly. I think, real money gaming was a contribution into our revenue. But, such kind of catastrophic events, we can't stop it. So hence we have diversified over a period of time.
Got it. Thank you, Ishan.
Thanks, Nitish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Patel from Patel Investment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Parth.
Yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity and many congratulations for the good set of numbers this quarter. For my first question, I just wanted to go a little bit on the capital raise fund. So for the 100 crores that we are raising, so what are the key areas that we are looking for the capital to be deployed? And secondly, for the growth, are we planning the inorganic route or are we doing organic, or is there any kind of split that is in your head that probably 30% inorganic and 70% organic or something like that that is in your head right now?
Okay, great. Thanks, Parth, for your question. Regarding our fundraise, I want to highlight that as a board and the company, we had the flexibility to raise up to 100 crores on preferential route. However, the board has proceeded with the initial allotment of 50 crores, and which is adequately supporting our near and mid-term objectives. Now, the usage of this funds are largely for our platform enhancement, our AI stack that we are building, our global expansion that we are doing, over next 12 to 18 months. And we're also looking at inorganic growth. Like, of course, as a company, we always will be looking at correct M&A or, something which is very selective for us, which also, helps us to increase our platform capability, but also helps us to cross-sell and upsell, our platforms in those markets. So it is early stages for us that, how an inorganic growth will look like for us. But, as we are building it up, we look forward into it.
Got it, sir. And apart from the 50 right now and probably 100 going on, Is there anything else that has been planned that may lead to the dilution in equity for the investors?
Presently, Parth, we are well capitalized because of our internal accruals and our balance sheet. We may look at some sort of a debt, which is supported by our healthy balance sheet and strong banking relationships. But we will not look at, equity dilution today. But as I said, we always receive a lot of investor interest and we retain flexible to raise additional capital as well it is required by the company.
Got it. And moving on to the next question, I just wanted to know that the subsidiary that we have in UK, Is it currently generating revenue or is it still in an investment phase?
So the subsidiary in UK started generating revenue for us, and the reason it really helps us to grow our global business there. So, you know, we are building partnerships with global platform, with agencies, with resellers in developed and developing markets. So it has started generating revenue, you know, for us in the as compared to the last quarters.
Got it. And for the final leg of my questions, I just wanted to know that in the recent global events, will be the U.S. Trade tariff slash or the UK FTA, does that help us in any way?
So we are a platform business, part. I think the tariff slashes which are happening between each and every country, especially in U.S., because our exposure in U.S. today is very limited, and it directly do not impact us. Our growth strategy is based on a certain growth framework. We are expanding in emerging and developing markets because we believe that expansion in those markets will result better yield and ROI for the company. And we look forward in expanding to U.S. and you know, European region over our long-term planning. So in a current basis, it doesn't impact us directly, but it may impact the businesses that we work, but largely we are working with digital native brands, you know, globally. So I don't see there is a, you know, major impact for us.
Okay, okay, sir, got it. And for the very last question, I just wanted to know,
sure,
moving forward, which are the major export markets or the international markets that we would like to target?
So, you know, as I said, our growth framework is based on selective markets. So we look at high mobile penetration. We look at, you know, high internet audiences. And we also look at, you know, how that market is emerging for all the digital platforms. So these are, you know, three major factors that we look today to go in any other market. We've recently announced in a corporate action that we have, you know, set up our operations and we are expanding in Latin region, which is Argentina, Chile, Brazil, Mexico. We look forward in the near future that we will be expanding to ASEAN market and, you know, one of the developed markets, which is UK.
Got it, sir. That is all from my side. If I have any other questions, I'll join back in the queue. Thank you so much and all the very best for the future, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Parthiv.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, team. Congratulations on fantastic quarter number. My question is, given the migration of ad spend from linear TV to connected TV, what strategic advantages does this shift present for your business and how you are positioning yourself to capitalize it?
Okay, thanks Abhishek, and thanks for asking that question, and it's a great question. Let me set the context, you know, here, that the shift which is happening, what we are seeing from linear TV to connected TV, we call it as CTV, and video streaming platform, and this represents a very structural change, and this plays very key strength to our platforms. Now, traditional TV platforms was largely focused on broad reach and they had very limited targeting. You know, they work on slot booking or sponsorship-led business models. And there is no measurement in any of the spend that you spend, any brand spend with them. Whereas, in contrast to the CTV or the video streaming platforms, you know, they are digital first at core. They precise. Please help us in audience targeting. We can do better optimization. And, you know, their outcome-driven measurement capabilities are higher than a TV ecosystem. Now, this shift, and this is structural shift, overall aligns closely with our overall outcome-driven model. And where advertising is increasingly expected to deliver measurable outcomes. So,
okay,
if you see from that perspective, advertising budgets migrate to CTV and streaming environments, you know, we can move very
good data-rich ecosystems and, you know, the increasing addressable reach which is happening in India and globally is something which is good for our platform. And we are also supporting the real-time buying for brands, especially during live and big sports events. So this convergence fits naturally to our, you know, outcome-based and unified approach. We continue to expand our partnerships in CTV and video streaming platforms globally. And we are integrating those inventories seamlessly into our AI stack. And, you know, we are looking forward to work with more and more customers, brands, agencies, and helping them, you know, bring their brands on connected TVs and video streaming platforms and drive more, you know, outcomes for them. So it's a great move for us as a platform when linear TV budgets are moving to connected TVs. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for the explanation. I appreciate the insights shared. And I wanted to ask, what are the key milestones management is targeting over the next 12 to 18 months?
So, you know, as per our key milestones, you know, one of the key milestones, as I said, you know, we are looking to grow global. That's one of the key milestones. We are looking to expand into global markets and more global markets. We are looking to go forward towards more premium formats such as, you know, video streaming platform, connected TV, while, you know, our core platforms, which is acquisition and activation platforms, continues to grow, you know, organically, both in domestic as well as global markets. So these are, you know, two of the important priorities on the business side. We are also on the technology side, we are, you know, we are moving from today where we are AI powered towards more automation systems so that we will move towards AI driven. So there is a difference being AI powered to AI driven, and that is a journey that we are today taking up. We are also, you know, evaluating selective inorganic capabilities and, you know, to open up the market reach and platform capabilities out there. And these are, you know, four of the large, I would say, focus area for us for next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, okay. That's very helpful. Thank you. Thank you for addressing my questions, Shankar.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Zuzair Haveliwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible to you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, yes.
Thank you. I'm very new to your company and I wanted to understand what is the current revenue mix between our domestic and international market?
So you are asking for a revenue mix, right? If I am correct,
yes,
because your voice
yes,
is...
Yes.
Okay. So domestic market...
Domestic? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great. So, you know, I've stated it earlier that obviously for us, we are based in India and we are built in India. So today our domestic revenue is almost 90%, approximately 90%, whereas our you know, global revenue today is around 10.5%. And this I am talking about the consolidated basis 9 months in FY26. So that's the overall revenue mix. We are very you know, we are looking forward that we continue to grow in India, you know, deepen our relationship with our, you know, brands, advertisers, agencies to drive growth in India. But we also look at, you know, growing our global expansion and that will drive higher growth over a period of time for us.
Okay. What is the basically margin difference between our domestic and international business and what factors contribute to the, if there is a difference in the margins?
So, I mean, for us, we don't specifically give the numbers of how the margins are there for domestic versus the global business. But yeah, let me give you a perspective that, you know, India is a volume-driven market, whereas global is a better margin-driven market, right? So, over a period of time, we look forward
that while we continue to grow in India, we continue to grow ourselves in global markets, to drive more better margin capabilities. However, I stated this earlier as per our growth framework, which is, a rule of 50, that we are looking at 30% growth on a, business side, and we look at, 20% EBITDA margins for a, long-term value creation.
The sustainable margin will be 20%.
Yes, yes. So that's a blended sustainable margin for us on the EBITDA levels.
Okay. Okay, got it, sir. And I have two questions on the recently raised fund, which is around 100 crore. So I wanted to understand what will be the timeline for execute this fund, sir? And at what price we have raised this fund?
Sorry, last part I could not hear you properly. So if you can just say.
Yeah, so my question was, we have raised around 100 crore recently.
Yes.
So
yes.
What will be the timeline to execute to this fund? And at what price we have raised this fund, sir?
So we raised the funds at 1088 price as per equity share. I just want to correct that, the board has approved for, 100, up to 100 crores, but we have gone for a 50 crores fundraise, which, we are aiming to complete, in month of February after regulatory approvals. And for timeline of usage, we are looking from 12 to 18 months. That's the usage that we are looking at.
Okay. And what kind of revenue we are getting from this fundraise? We are planning to get from this fundraise, sir?
I think for us, we are looking more from capabilities here, which means that we are looking forward to invest these funds into our, capabilities that we are building on the technology side. The second is, as I said, geographical expansion that we are looking forward, which is a part of our roadmap. And, if we look forward for selective M&A and some stage. So that will be the, overall usage for us in these funds. I stated it earlier also that, we are looking at a very long-term compounding here, which we want to increase. We want to share that we will be growing by 30%. On, annualized basis. However, with, any sort of investment cycles which comes, we will give more better results or, we're able to predict it better, in moving cycles out there in coming quarters.
Understood, sir. That's great. I just have one more question. How do you see the basically industry evolving over the next 2-3 years, and what are the strategies do we plan to adopt to increase your basically market penetration in the industry?
Great. So one is around industry, how it is evolving, right? That's the first, and how is our approach for market penetration, right?
Yeah.
Great. So let me talk about the industry side. We see that brands over period of time today are more better and spending more with platforms who can generate and give them better outcomes, right? So from an industry point of view, our platform has a very unique capability to help brands to grow. And, as the industry is growing, so digital advertising in India is growing by 19%. Globally, it is growing by 14%. We are growing by 30%. So we are very bullish that, how the industry is growing towards. But we are even more bullish on, what is happening on how AI is helping us to increase the efficiency over a period of time. So we started investing over AI and machine learning capabilities, over last 2 years. And, that has seen a significant jump for us, what we see from, last year versus this year performance. So we are bullish on that side of the industry. The second part of your question is that, how...
So how we are planning to penetrate that increasing market?
Yes. So I mean, we have a clear roadmap out there, you know, how do we plan our GTM capabilities or increase our market penetration. We are selective in our market, you know, which markets we are going to, largely the emerging markets today, which resemble similar growth to India. You know, they are digital first, you know, they are mobile first, well internet connected, you know, they are growing also in the digital side. So all the emerging markets that we are aiming are either growing as equal to India, which is 19%, or in some cases growing better than India, because, you know, they have higher 5G connectivity, you know, out there. So we are prioritizing those markets first versus the other markets which are, you know, which are like developed markets, where the growth is up to 14%. In terms of our GTM approach, we always look at, you know, direct client engagement. We look at, you know, how can we in those countries work with direct clients. That's our first approach. The second is, of course, we look at our partnership with agencies there locally, whether it is large holding companies or whether it is small scale agencies there as platform. And lastly, we look at reseller ecosystem, you know, in smaller and emerging markets where, you know, they can sell our platform to their customers, which really covers the long tail customers for us. And we give them support, you know, from India, you know, on the operation capability side. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's fine, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Daga from Daga Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on your receipt.
Hi.
I just had two questions. So what is the revenue contribution from international markets as of date?
So, you know, thanks for your question. You know, I stated earlier today, the revenue contribution stands at roughly around 10%. Our domestic business is strong enough. It is around 90% today. And we're looking forward to, you know, grow this mix in the coming financial year.
Okay. Got it. So secondly, was the growth same driven by higher outcomes or higher RPOs?
So largely the growth, as I said, is part of two engines that we are working for. You know, one, you know, is a verticalization. So, you know, we are working with more and more categories, which is, you know, BFSI, fintech, commerce, quick commerce, retail, FMCG, you know. So these are some of the, you know, categories. Some of these categories we were not working earlier with. So we have, you know, well diversified in that manner, and hence there is a growth in revenue. The second is on the premiumization that we have done, you know, especially with our, you know, one of the newer product portfolio, which is around video streaming platforms and connected TV. So this results, you know, on a blended basis, you know, on a revenue per outcome growth, as well as the number of outcomes out there that we have delivered as platforms. There is also a contribution here for, you know, our global business. These are three fundamental pillars, you know, which is helping us to kind of increase the revenue per outcome that, you know, we have delivered in the last quarter versus this quarter.
Got it, sir. That's all from mine, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations on the quarter. I had a few questions regarding your forward-looking strategy. So firstly, looking at the 12 to 18 month horizon, are there any specific macro or internal catalysts that you expect that will drive the top line growth for you?
Got it. You know, regarding our strategy, you know, out there in terms of, you know, forward-looking, you know, as I stated that, you know, we are scaling our international operations, and that is, will be leading a growth to us. Like, while we continue to scale our domestic business, our international contribution will continue to rise. And this is will be more with, you know, direct client engagement and agency partnerships that we have, you know, today, you know, we are already doing it, and we continue to do that, you know, as we move forward in more quarters. We are also, you know, again, you know, focusing that on the automation that we have been doing on our platform. So today we are AI powered, and, you know, we are moving towards the, you know, much more better automation, which is we will be driven by AI. So that is where, you know, these are the two things that you can look at from a forward looking statement. But, you know, having said that, you know, we look at 30% growth on a compound basis in a long term manner, and you know, look at the framework that we have shared, which is, you know, 50% compounding strategy with around 20% EBITDA or above. Yeah.
So, for as you mentioned, the compounded growth for the future, this includes this you are predicting, including the international target that we have, the target that we have kept, the international expansion. You're keeping that in your estimates as well.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we look at a blended approach here, you know, which is both domestic as well as the global business. The global business obviously grow at a faster rate, and, you know, we continue to grow the domestic business. So that's our guidelines, you know, for a more directional side.
Lastly, last question on the international front. If you could provide any color on the timeline for scaling these operations?
I mean, next 12 to 18 months is something that we are looking forward to continue set up operations in geographies that, you know, the management is aiming to launch. We've, you know, already said that in our, you know, recent corporate development that we launched in LATAM. We're also present in Russia, which we continue to expand our operations to. So, you know, look at from an 18 months perspective, you know, we will continue to launch every quarter one of the new markets and then scale that market, because we are asset light and a platform approach is what we are taking. We're looking, you know, all these markets will be, you know, turning profitable for us over a period of time.
So also, are we pursuing this aggressively?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Viraj.
Yeah.
So I was asking, are we doing this aggressively, the ramping up?
I mean, yes, you know, I mean, the ramp up period for, you know, global markets, we see we are a global company today, right? We have built a platform in India, which has global capabilities. So that is something that, you know, which goes with our thought process, and we continue to, you know, expand beyond India. You know, that's always there for us. You know, world is our market, and you know, that's where we want to go. So ramping period will be there. Yes.
Okay, got it. Just one last additional question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Viraj. We will take that as the last question due to time constraints. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. For further queries, please contact the company's investor relation team. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ishank Joshi for closing comments.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for your great questions, and I hope we were able to answer, you know, most of it. I want to close this with the thought that Mob Avenue began with a belief that technology could fundamentally realign how advertising and marketing creates values and outcomes. And today, I'm very proud to share with all of you that this belief has evolved into a scalable AI-powered platform. You know, we are profitable and an asset-light operating structure. We are globally expanding our growth engine. We are building today at an intersection of AI, automation, our outcome, accountability, and disciplined capital deployment. Now, this quarter reflects progress, and more importantly, it reflects direction and discipline that has been always with us. Today, AI strengthens how we execute and deliver meaningful outcomes for our customers. But we are going a step further, evolving into a fully AI-driven system where intelligence is independently learned, adapts, and determines how outcomes are achieved more efficiently and profitably. This transition marks a journey from an assisted optimization to autonomous growth. We are scaling outcomes, we are improving monetization quality, we are expanding operating leverage, we are growing globally from India. We remain focused on building a durable consumer growth platform designed for long-term compounding value creation. Thank you for joining us today and your continuous trust and partnership. We look forward for our next call out there. You have a great day ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of MobAvenue AI Tech, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.